Ghana admits 11 crypto firms into its first regulatory sandbox under a law passed. 3 months ago, Ghana's Securities and Exchange Commission has admitted 11 companies into the country's first crypto regulatory sandbox, giving them 12 months to test exchanges, tokenization platforms, and custody services under direct regulatory oversight. The pilot, announced on March 10th, is the first operational step since Ghana passed the Virtual Asset Service Providers Act into law in December 2025. 11 companies, 3 categories, 1 sandbox. The SEC selected firms across 3 distinct tracks. 5 are building or operating exchanges: Hyro Exchange, HaniPay, HSB Global, CoinCoin, and Whitebit. 3 are focused on asset tokenization: Volta, XChain, and B-System. The remaining 3 handle specialized services. Africoin and Goldbod work on gold tokenization and gold-backed securities custody, while Blue Penguin is building tokenized payment rails. The mix is deliberate. Ghana sits on some of West Africa's largest gold reserves, and 2 of the 11 firms are specifically focused on tokenizing that resource. The SEC appears to be testing whether blockchain infrastructure can formalize parts of the gold supply chain that have long operated informally. This will clarify capital requirements, custody standards, governance obligations, consumer protection measures, and anti-money laundering compliance structures. Del Titus Bawa, CEO of Hyro Exchange, said of the sandbox framework, 3 months from law to live testing. The VASP Act 2025 passed in December. By March, the SEC had published sandbox guidelines, reviewed applications, and admitted 11 firms. For a regulatory body in any jurisdiction, that is fast. The sandbox runs for 12 months with a built-in accelerator. Companies that meet all compliance requirements can apply for full operating licenses after just 6 months. Those still developing their products get the remaining 6 months to reach compliance. The SEC and the Bank of Ghana share oversight, with the SEC handling capital markets activity and the central bank monitoring payment system implications. The compliance bar is not trivial. Admitted firms must meet anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing standards, maintain adequate capital reserves, implement custody safeguards, and build consumer protection mechanisms. The SEC has stated it will use observations from the sandbox to draft the full licensing framework that will eventually open to all applicants. Why Ghana is moving while Nigeria pauses. The contrast with Nigeria, sub-Saharan Africa's largest crypto market by transaction volume, is hard to ignore. Nigeria's SEC paused new admissions to its own sandbox, while it establishes the Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, VARA, splitting oversight between the central bank and tax authorities. That bureaucratic restructuring has created a gap. Ghana appears to be using that window. With over 3 million crypto users in a country of 34 million people, adoption is already substantial. Chainalysis ranked Ghana among the top 5 crypto markets in sub-Saharan Africa, behind Nigeria, South Africa, Ethiopia, and Kenya. The broader region saw 52% growth in crypto transaction volume, reaching $205 billion in the 12 months through mid-2025. The difference between Ghana and its larger neighbor is execution speed. Nigeria has the users. Ghana now has the regulatory infrastructure. What the sandbox actually tests, beyond exchange operations and basic trading, the sandbox is testing ideas that most Western regulators have not touched. Gold tokenization, for instance, is not a theoretical exercise in Ghana. The country produced over 4 million ounces of gold in 2024, making it Africa's largest producer. Africoin and Goldbod are attempting to bring that production on-chain through custody and tokenization services. Blue Penguin's payment tokenization work could have direct implications for how Ghanaians move money. Mobile money already dominates domestic payments through platforms like MTN Momo, but cross-border transfers remain expensive. If tokenized payment rails can reduce the cost of remittances, the impact reaches the 17% of Ghanaians who live outside the country and send money home. For crypto card users in Ghana, the sandbox could eventually determine which platforms receive full licenses to operate. Card issuers like Red Dot Pay and Cast already serve users in Ghana through global networks. But a licensed local exchange would give Ghanaians a regulated on-ramp to fund those cards with CDs, instead of relying on peer-to-peer markets. The licensing pathway. After the sandbox, the 12-month timeline is not just a testing period. It is a filter. The SEC will use the data it collects to write permanent rules. Companies that succeed in the sandbox get first mover advantage when full licenses open. Those that fail get shut down with minimal systemic damage, which is the entire point of a sandbox model. This approach borrows from frameworks that have worked elsewhere. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority ran a similar sandbox starting in 2016, and several of its early participants became licensed fintechs. Dubai's Vara used a comparable model before opening full licensing. Ghana's version is smaller in scope, but follows the same logic. Observe, regulate, then open. The 6-month early exit option is a signal that the SEC does not want to hold back companies that are already compliant. It also creates competitive pressure among the 11 participants to hit milestones faster. What this means for West African crypto access Ghana's sandbox is one of several regulatory moves across the continent in early 2026. Pakistan signed the Virtual Assets Act 2026 into law in February. Kazakhstan's central bank committed $350 million to crypto investment through hedge funds and seized Bitcoin. South Africa's FSCA has been issuing crypto licenses since 2024. The pattern is consistent. Mid-sized economies are building regulatory frameworks while the US and EU debate theirs. For the 3 million Ghanaians already using crypto, the sandbox means their activity may soon have legal protection. For the exchanges and tokenization firms, it means a license is possible, not just tolerated operation in a gray zone. BTC trades at 70,045 and ETH at 2,038 as of March 11, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 26, fear. Ghana's regulatory move is happening during a market cooldown, which may actually work in its favor. Regulators building frameworks during fear cycles tend to produce more measured rules than those reacting to bull market excess.